Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, check it out. If Donald Trump wasn't panicked after watching Republicans get blown out in race after race after race last night, then he is certainly panicked after this clip of Bret Baier showing him a message from one of Trump's own voters. And this voter said, "Hey, Mr. President, I voted for you, but prices are not going down. It's getting worse. We are all struggling out here," and essentially says, "Please help us, President Trump." Well, Trump has no way to respond to this on air other than further gaslighting and saying, you know, prices are down, prices have lowered. And this is indicative of a huge problem for the Republican Party, because Donald Trump ran on immediately lowering prices, on quote-unquote affordability, yet he has ditched that message over the past 9 months, screwed Americans over with SNAP benefits, screwed Americans over on healthcare, screwed the most vulnerable Americans over on Medicaid, and even all of that to the side, he still has no answer. He has no plan, and he's now worried because Zohran Mamdani won the New York City mayoral race basically with just one core thesis: affordability is key. And now Trump has spent the past 24 hours using the word affordability more than I've ever heard him use it. I'm not even joking. It's like a meme at this point. He sent out a post just an hour ago. It says, "Walmart announced that prices for Thanksgiving dinner are down since sleepy, crooked Joe Biden." I like how he put sleepy and crooked Joe Biden, like he couldn't choose which one is better there. But he then says, "Affordability," in all caps. "Affordability is a Republican stronghold." In this clip right here, he talks more about affordability. He uses that specific word because he knows that Zohran is crushing him. All right, let me show you this clip where Bret Baier is like, "Yo, Trump, your supporters don't seem to believe that prices are going down. This seems to be a pretty bad situation." And let's see what Trump says in response.
"She is a registered Republican all her life. She voted for you three different times. But she is not happy about how her prices have not come down that she sees. And she said this, quote, 'I want the Republicans to keep control of Congress in 2026, but something has to be done fast. I don't see the best economy right now. Wall Street numbers do not reflect my Main Street money. Please do something, President Trump.'" So I guess, what do you say to Regina and people like her?
Well, I do say this. Beef we have to get down. I think of groceries. You know, it's an old-fashioned word, but it's a beautiful word. Beef we have to get down, but we've got prices way down. And think of this. Energy. She drives a car, probably, and her energy prices are way down. And energy is so all-encompassing. It's so big that when energy goes down, everything comes down. Everything follows it. And I have energy down to 5-6 year lows now.
You think prices are coming down from this?
That, yeah, I think they're coming down, but I think they're down already.
Oh, dude, what a strategy. What a strategy. So one of your voters says, "Sir, I am struggling with prices right now." And Trump's response is, "No, you're not. Prices are down. No, you're not. I would know." He's like, "I would know. I'm building a $300 million ballroom while also building," or no, is the library $300 million? He's building multiple things that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars at the same time, and he's claiming that prices are down. "Sir, you might just be out of touch with the average American." I also like how the person who sent this message, Regina, says, "Wall Street numbers do not reflect Main Street money." She's actually directly rebutting one of Trump's major lies. Trump is always saying, you know, the stock market is at all-time highs, therefore Americans should be doing well. Well, the first part is true. The stock market is basically always hitting all-time highs, even after Trump crashed it multiple times. So that's not impressive. But that does not reflect Main Street money, as Regina points out. But then Trump says, "Yeah, it does. Yeah, I know more than you about your own finances." What an absolute character. And remember, this strategy didn't really work super well for the Biden admin, even when the economy was getting better. I mean, the Biden admin did have a rocky economy for a few years due to a lot of extrinsic factors, but it was starting to get better near the end of Biden's term. But when Biden tried to say that on the campaign trail, it just didn't match up with the experience of most Americans. So that pissed a lot of voters off. You don't want to be the president telling people, "Hey, you're doing so well," when they're like, "Wait a minute, I'm not doing well." So Biden kind of messed up by doing the same thing, saying, "Hey, the economy is better," when he didn't realize most people are feeling that. But Trump is taking it to a new level. He's straight up like, can I just gaslight my support? Can I convince my supporters that the economy is absolutely perfect right now? The scary part is some of them probably do think so. Let me show you this clip of Donald Trump kind of coping about the election that happened 24 hours ago, where Republicans got blown out in race after race after race. He tries to downplay it by saying these are only blue areas. He even undermines the integrity by saying, if this was even a fair election. But just keep in mind, we won down ballot races in Virginia that will help us consolidate Democratic power. This is not just some blue state winning blue seats. This is new. We had margins in New Jersey that were new. They were crazy. And then in Georgia, we picked up seats that we hadn't touched in 20 years. It was good stuff. Let's see what Donald Trump has to say.
How do you read last night's election results?
Well, I watched very closely. These are three pretty Democrat states, assuming everything is fair and balanced, as you would say. I thought that New Jersey would do better. I didn't think that Virginia was going to do very well. I didn't think the candidate, didn't really have my support, my big support.
Is that why you didn't really endorse her?
I didn't endorse her. No, I didn't. My endorsement means a lot to me. So I was a little disappointed in the fact that I thought New Jersey would do a little bit better than that. The Cuomo situation, it's just, he had too many things against him. He had a lot of things against him. And
a lot of the things that you have against you as well, Trump, like a flurry of sexual misconduct allegations. A lot of the same things that you have running against you. In this next clip, Donald Trump then tries to claim that the economy is doing great, that the economy is absolutely perfect. And it's kind of funny because we all know that Fox News is basically a propaganda network. They are a propaganda network who does softball interviews and runs defense. But sometimes I feel like they're trying to get a message to Trump. And I see this happen. They know that Trump watches Fox News. He goes on Fox News. Sometimes it feels like they're trying to push him in a certain direction. And in this clip, I get the vibe throughout this interview that Bret Baier is like, you really think the economy is doing well, sir? And Trump is like, yeah, it's doing great. And Bret Baier is like, do you want to like take that back? Are you sure? He's like, look, dude, I'm trying to tell you in a very kind way right now that your policies aren't working. And Trump is like, they're definitely working. Let's take a look at this clip right here.
Today, you kind of admitted that last night was not great for the party. You said that the shutdown and your name not being on the ballot were big factors. You're the head of the party, so obviously the policies are run on in these states. Do you see that at all, or how do you read it?
Well, I do, because, we've done so much. Energy is way down. Look at energy. We're going to have $2 gasoline. I did that. That brings everything else down. Groceries are way down other than beef. Now, beef is going to come down. We have to do that. You remember when I started, eggs were up by four times what they were previous. It was in 2 days in the office, and they told me about eggs. I solved that because the fact is we have prices way down. We have prices down. Our country's doing well. The stock market's hitting record high.
Okay, a few things. I can't listen to these lies. Number one, I just heard a cut in this interview. I absolutely just heard a cut in this interview, which is what Trump sued Kamala for. Trump sued Kamala for an edited interview, and I totally just heard a cut. In this next clip, Donald Trump tries to brag that he's brought in $17 trillion of investment. Let me debunk this.
When you look at our exit polls in these states, and you point out they're traditionally Democratic states, but on the economy, the poll numbers are upside down. You're saying it's that Republicans don't talk about it. Do you think they're going to feel different come first quarter 26, et cetera?
Well, I hope so. The Democrats lie about it. We've done a great job. We have $17 trillion of investment coming into our country.
I can't believe this guy. He says in one breath, the Democrats are lying about how the economy is doing. Number one, that's undermining basically every consumer sentiment poll right now. But secondly, he then says, look, we brought $17 trillion into the country. Do you know how much money that would be to bring in off tariffs? Number one, that would essentially solve most of our debt crisis, half of our debt crisis at least. Number two, we wouldn't be worrying about SNAP going to 42 million Americans right now. Hopefully the government wouldn't be shut down if we were bringing in this money. Dude, you're not going to be able to gaslight the American people into thinking the economy is doing well when they feel it crumbling beneath their feet. Like I said earlier, Biden sort of made the same mistake. He tried to convince people the economy was improving, which it was, but when that's incongruent with how people feel on a day-to-day basis, it rubs Americans the wrong way. Donald Trump is taking this and accelerating it to the point where he's trying to just gaslight. He's saying, you know, you're doing great on a daily basis. And his fans are like, no, 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 we're not doing well. And he's like, yeah, you are. They're like, no, we're struggling every day. And he's like, no, you're not. Okay, I finally want to end this off with one final clip of Trump talking about Zohran. I do just want to point out, throughout this entire interview, I didn't even play a lot of the parts of him rambling about, you know, like he talks about egg prices like 19 times in this interview. He talks about trillions of dollars coming in. It's because he doesn't have any actual factual economic indicators he can use other than like the stock market is at all-time highs. But as we saw, Wall Street numbers do not reflect Main Street money coming from one of Trump's three-time voters. This is not a secret. So Trump can continue to gaslight about affordability by throwing out crazy numbers, but the reality is people don't feel that. People don't feel any, they don't feel $17 trillion coming in. They feel pain. Finally, let me show you this clip of Trump saying that Zohran was dangerous in his words last night because he told everyone to turn the volume up.
At one point he says, turn the volume up.
So hear me, President Trump, when I say this, to get to any of us, you will have to get through all of us.
How do you respond to that? Does that affect anything you're going to do?
It's a very dangerous statement for him to make, actually. And, you know, you talk about danger. I think it's a very dangerous statement for him to make.
They were talking about the volume up statement, by the way. Trump has called Democrats gnats, the enemy from within. He said to the military that we're gnats who need to be taken care of. He said that we are vile, vermin, fascist, Gestapo. He has said that the Democratic Party, Caroline Leavitt was the one that said the Democratic Party is full of Hamas, terrorists, illegal immigrants, and criminals. Stephen Miller said the Democratic Party is an extremist organization, not even a political party, an extremist organization. But we can't say turn your volume up. This is peak gaslighting, and this is why I think Democrats should continue to go out there, continue to be aggressive. Part of the debate style that I've built over the past few years to months, if you've been watching me, is a more confrontational, aggressive debate style because I feel like there's a gap in the party where we're not going out there and doing that, and that's what we need to do. So if you appreciate that, if you like what I do, double check to make sure you're subscribed. I love you all, and peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.